Front page for Thursday, August 22nd. High school football, at least a few games kicking off the season tonight, but the bulk of them tomorrow. And we'll have coverage of one of those, Loyal at Chippewa Falls McDonald, on our sister station, AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson with the play-by-play. Chi High heading to Holman, and all sorts of teams going every which way. So we'll give some props to the Leader Telegram. They got their high school football special out today. I want to check that and get ready for the season. We'll talk about high school football a little bit after 11 on WOGO. But this hour, it's coming up on 2 weeks from today, the kickoff for year two of Leading with Power. This lunch activity for men at the Eagles Club just north of us on Highway 53, Business 53, drew many men. I think the largest turnout was that big snow day in May last year, amazingly so. And now as they get ready to start season two on September 5th, not only is there Leading with Power in the noon hour, but there's also Renovate for those men looking to restart, renew, and refresh. We'll find out what that's all about. Plus, hear from the guest for the opening Leading with Power on September 5th, 2 weeks from today, Matt McPherson from Matthew Incorporated, and also from the McPherson Guitar. That's all ahead this hour on Front Page on WWIB and WIB.com. And joining us in studio to talk about it is Keith Tompkins, the founder of Leading with Power. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me in.
All right. So before we dive into year two, just looking back at year one and just the idea for this that I think came to you on kind of a vacation, right?
Yeah, it was an amazing story. And looking back on it, God's hand was all over it. And it was a blast. And my wife, Terry, and I were on vacation. And on our vacations, we try to read large chunks of the Word of God and good inspirational books and do some planning and journaling. And this is as much Terry's inspiration as anyone's. And it came together quite specifically, and it was just a hoot to watch God orchestrate it and put it together. And I was going to say, you know, do you remember what you were doing on May 6th of 2013? And if we remind you, that was the 12-inch snowstorm that we had that shut the schools down in May, and I'm sure people then will remember, but everything was shut down, and we had 185 guys show up for lunch at the Eagles Club. I think we were the only thing open that day.
That was amazing. I can tell you it was May 2nd because I was flying out of town that day. I took a bus early in the morning to the airport, and the snow was beginning. And as I checked in from Texas heading for my friend's wedding, my wife's like, wow, you wouldn't believe it. And to hear, I mean, how did that many guys turn out on a snow day like that?
Yeah, there's a great story on how we even got the parking lot cleared. At about 9 a.m., I realized, you know what, we're not going to have any parking at the Eagles Club. And I called the Eagles Club, and they said, yeah, our plow guys put his plow away weeks ago. So I called a friend, Dan Olson, who was usually reliable and would have been the hero of the day, but he was in Chicago. And he said, I know a guy, let me call somebody, and hung up the phone. I called down at Jeff Schaefer down at Gordy's and didn't reach him, but I knew they'd have plows out on their parking lot. And I called Chuck Wood, and he's always dependable, but his little end loader was busy just trying to get his parking lot cleared out. Then I called Terry Huppert at Markwert Motors, and Terry said, no, Keith, they're going to be working on our lots all day today. I said, all right, Terry, that's your first answer. Now, what's the right answer? He said, I'll check. Let me get back to you. 10 o'clock, I drove up the hill from my house and met Terry in a red pickup truck with a plow on it right at this intersection turning down this service road. We got to the Eagles Club, and he rolled down his window. He says, Keith, this is going to be a three-hour job. And I said, well, then you don't have time to be talking to me. Let's go. And sure enough, by 11:30, we had room enough for 185 cars, and our speaker, David Twite, made the perilous journey up from La Crosse with cars in the ditch all the way left and right. But I never doubted for a moment that he was going to make it. And we had guys calling, are we still on today? And and it wasn't just a cocky confidence in me. I just kind of knew, you know, that David would make it, and we're going to do this thing.
And how do you explain all the guys turning out? I mean, you'd had better weather every other time. It was the culmination. It was the last one before the summer break. But yeah. I did somehow the weather sideline some of their usual occupational activities or what?
There was a little bit of that. But, you know, the explanation on all this can only be God's hand on it. And this is, I think, we're enjoying God's favor on it. We're keeping it fun and lighthearted and focused and And he's orchestrating it, and it was just, I can't explain it, but I'm enjoying it.
And so, again, it was great speakers. I was impressed in terms of seeing it. I made it to some of them over here. I mean, some responsibilities in the new hour. I think I missed the first couple last year, but made it to as many as I could. But great is not just you. You're kind of the leading face out front, but Keith Tompkins, you had a great team promotionally. Tom Arnberg setting it up so guys would be RSVPing.
We have a group called the Breadmen, and they are the backbone and the reason why this exists. And we're open to additional help in the Breadmen. And, for example, on our first meeting September 5th, we're going to be giving away a Matthews bowl, which I calculate to be about $1,000 value.
Wow.
And that's made possible through the generosity of some Breadmen like Dick Cable, who has stepped up to sponsor the inspiration side of each of our months. Bill Stengel and Tom Metz have also stepped up to sponsor that month. And because of their generosity and vision, we're going to be able to, and I was thinking about this, we're going to be able to give away a Matthews bowl. And what if one person, one guy comes totally motivated just to try to win a bowl?
Yeah.
And instead hears a message that causes him to want to begin a journey back to the God that loves him. And that is what compels me and excites me. And we have the freedom, I guess, in this format just to try some stuff. We're not constrained by any thing that's gone before us, or we have to worry about offending people if we make a mistake. And we may make a mistake, but we're trying to follow God's leading and do something that's different and fun and innovative and a safe place for men who don't know Christ, that are willing to come and at least listen to men of faith talk about how God has inspired or guided them in their business life.
You know, in terms of guys in general, apart from the leading with power, I mean, what's out there? Because you've added something new, and we're going to talk about it as this hour unfolds, Keith Tompkins, about Renovate, which is going to be not just the first Thursday of the month, it's going to be every Thursday night, also at the Eagles Club. Right,
and just a clarification on that, it is open to women as well.
Okay.
That's a prayerful decision that we've wrestled with. And so Renovate is co-ed. We have had a lot of women wanting to come to Leading with Power in the noon hour, and our answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evening, Renovate, and that's the connection to Leading with Power really is David Twight. David Twight is the inspiration for Renovate. This is a program he has run in La Crosse for a couple years now. He was our last speaker, and God put him in my life. I'm so appreciative. He is a mentor to me. He's been generous with his time. He challenges all of my excuses. And and when I say every Thursday night, honestly, Mark, that I say that with fear and trembling. We have an idea what Renovate's going to look like. It's going to be Bible teaching. It's going to be more overtly Christian, Christ-centered.
Overtly Christian than the Leading with Power.
Right. Leading with Power, the Bible has a concept that says we should be subtle, yet guileless. And the way I interpret that, that means, and Paul said, I became all things to all men that I might win mm-hmm. some.
Mm-hmm.
The subtlety of Leading with Power is that not every month you're going to hear a gospel message or an evangelistic outreach or an altar call. That's not what Leading with
mm-hmm.
Power is.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know the speakers. We do know their faith life and faith story. But it may not, it's an accumulative effect. It's an incubation. It's a pre-evangelism event. Renovate is, okay, you've heard a little bit about this, but men and women who hunger for more, that either need a new start or want to make a start or want to make a restart. And churches are challenged, I think, to provide as much discipleship as people need. And so being on Thursday night, this is a supplement to any church ministry. Our official policy at Renovate is whatever church you are going to, that is the church you should continue to go to and get plugged in mm-hmm. and serve and be all over that. But we will provide something different. It will be accountability, discipleship, Bible teaching, inspiration, fellowship. And we're going to have a meal together, which I'm starting to get the vision that that's really communion every week, because that's what the early church used to do. They actually used to eat a meal together
uh-huh.
until they abused that. Now we end up with symbolic pieces of bread and grape juice. And
uh-huh.
we're going to go back and try the meal again. And as long as we behave ourselves on Thursday nights, maybe we can continue to enjoy a meal and fellowship together. And we have a team of renovators prepared to minister. And a renovator is simply someone who has been through some stuff that Jesus is the hero of their story, and they're willing to share what God has brought them through to help others through. And for myself personally, my reflection on this is a thank offering on my behalf. And the reason I said I'm challenged about every Thursday night is the concept of availability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what David Twite has challenged me on. His business is busier than my business. He still has children at home. He is involved in ministry. And every excuse that I put out there of why I can't do this, David Twite takes away by his example. And so we're going to walk by faith and do this one week at a time. And we're very excited to have you come in on September 12th and do the message from Philippians that I think is just profound. And mm-hmm. you do extremely well about servant leadership and how the lower we get, the higher Christ becomes. And that's the message of Renovate.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the story of seven demotions. And looking forward to that on September 12th. We're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to Keith Tompkins from Leading with Power and now Renovate starting on September 5th, 6 to 6:30 will be the meal. And also, both of them at the Eagles Club. And then 6:30 to 8, the program that night. And with Renovate, it'll be every Thursday, like Keith is saying, from 6 to 8. But Leading with Power, Matt McPherson. You talk about McPherson guitar. Well, Matt McPherson. And people may be familiar with him in various ways. One of those is going back a couple of years in the La Crosse area where we're heard at 93.7 FM. He and his wife, Sherry, did the City Praise events from 2007 to 2011, and they did close to 30 of those. And he is himself very musically gifted and inclined, and he's got quite a story to share.
He's an incredible man, and I had the honor of meeting him through David Twite at the Renovate program in La Crosse and just got to know him a little bit, and I'm just thrilled that he's willing to come up here and share with the men of the Chippewa Valley. I got a call this morning from the owner of Artisans, Gordy Dukershine. I want to give a shout-out to all the folks at Artisans. And Gordy said, well, he's coming on September 5th to hear Matthew McPherson, and he said, I'm going to thank him for the bow that I shot my elk with last fall.
Hmm. There you go. All right. Well, tell you what, why don't we meet Matt McPherson? I talked to him yesterday. There's also a great video piece that a church, River Valley in Minnesota, did with him that we may bring you some from. But coming up in these next couple of segments, we'll get more acquainted with Matt McPherson, and maybe Keith and I will offer some thoughts as well. As we look ahead, 2 weeks from today, Leading with Power kicks off again, 11:45 to 1 at the Eagles Club for the lunch, usually in the first half hour, and then the speaker after that. And Renovate, starting 2 weeks from tonight, Thursday night, also the Eagles Club in Lake Halley.
You've seen those cracks in your blacktop. They allow water to penetrate, which always leads to structural damage, potholes, and yes, costly repair. Let M. Jules Asphalt Maintenance put the armor on your blacktop driveway or parking lot. They will work hard to earn the right to call you a repeat customer for years to come. Create a protective barrier for your asphalt. It's easier than repaving, not to mention a lot less expensive. Call 715-533-5993. That's 533-5993.
Oh, how mercy looks.
Amy Grant, Christian music's legendary artist with over 30 million albums sold. Back in the studio, all new songs. Reflecting on life after her mother's death and her father's Alzheimer's, Amy hopes to reframe the difficult things of life in a way you'll see value. During August Catch and Match Month, for a suggested gift of $40 to the ministry, ask for How Mercy Looks From Here by Amy Grant. Go online, www.ib.com. Call 715-723-1037. Your gift will be immediately matched.
Matt McPherson, he's going to be the special guest speaker at the very first Leading with Power 2 weeks from today, and we're going to get a little better acquainted with him this hour. I spoke with him yesterday, and there's also a wonderful video piece that you saw for the first time, Keith, yesterday. I just saw it myself from River Valley Church in Minnesota. They put this together and used it in a service of theirs recently because Matt is quite a guy, and he's got quite a story. But just to give a heads up that... I don't know if you had 185 guys in May, then for sure at least 200, right? Is the goal for September or what?
You know, we're not like obsessed about numbers or goals. And part of that lesson I'm learning from Dr. Richard Swenson, who will be coming back as one of our speakers, which is amazing.
You heard him here just a week ago.
Yeah, you could have him on every day.
Right.
And it would be fantastic.
I think, I'll tell you what, though, I'll give you this heads up that when I'm away next week, I think one of the things we'll bring back. He gave a second hour on homepage on WOGO, and a lot of our WIB listeners may not have heard that. So we'll bring his second hour sometime next week. So.
Yeah, and I did switch over and listen to that hour, too, and then I actually have his book and have started reading it. Thank you very much.
And that's great. Contentment. You know, I told him subsequently, I'm like, when I'm interviewing you, I just don't want to sound too stupid with the questions I ask. Because I'm like, he's so off the charts smart, right?
Yeah, but he's, you know, like you said, he's very humble man.
I know.
And very a great communicator and a good reminder. He lives the principles that he teaches about margin and contentment. So
you want people to register in advance for Leading with Power again?
Yeah, and the reason I even brought that up is that we are planning for 250 people for this season. We can hold that many, and I believe that's what. Well, if 185 guys each invite one guy, then we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're in the good kind of trouble.
Yeah, right.
But that's, I think, without the weather in May, we would have had over 200 then. So, but that's about the plan. Register in advance at leadingwithpower.org, and you can start doing that. You need to do that in order to be qualified to win the Matthews Bowl.
And typically the way it works is that, I mean, if it's your first time, lunch is free. After that, suggest a donation of $5.
Our goal is for...
Unless you bring a guy, then that lunch is free, I think.
Right. Our goal is to buy your lunch for the entire season. And Warren Bujan, I think I did that. I bought his lunch all year because he was our most prolific sower of good seed. He always brought guests. So, yes, your lunch is free coming up in September. If you come back the following month and bring a guest, their lunch is free and your lunch is free. Plus, you double your chances of winning our valuable
prizes.
Somebody will
get the bowl, yeah.
And if you come back after your first meeting and don't bring a guest, we levy what we call a $5 fine for not thinking of others. And Carl at Barbecue Express at the Eagles Club, who's a fantastic caterer, by the way, has promised that he's going to do the barbecued chicken that everybody was raving about last year for our opening event.
There you
September.
Go. 2 weeks from today. All right. So be planning for that, 11:45 to 1:00. And Matt McPherson is who's going to be there. And I'm going to be doing a couple of questions with him to get started. But when we wrapped up our interview yesterday, he told me, Mark, I really love getting questions from the audience. So that's what we'll be looking for. But Matt and Sherry McPherson are owners of Matthews Incorporated with the Compound Archery Bows and McPherson Guitars, handcrafted acoustic guitars located in Sparta. Along with being business owners, they're also professional musicians and songwriters and have served as worship leaders in the local church for more than 30 years. As I mentioned, City Praise from December of 07 to June of 2011, they and their worship band led 28 citywide praise and worship events in downtown La Crosse called City Praise, events that gave rise to unity amongst the La Crosse area churches and helped place a focus on evangelism. They've recorded several CDs of original music and are involved in missions around the world. They live just outside of La Crosse area, have 3 sons and 2 grandkids. They've again helped get a Christian radio on the air beyond just our presence in La Crosse at 93.7 FM. So we won't be angry at him for that. Okay, so I began my conversation with Matt McPherson yesterday by asking, growing up, I mean, did you have entrepreneurial aspirations?
You know, that's a good question. Growing up, I kind of grew up in a family that was economically challenged. And there's 7 kids in the family. I'm the 2nd of 7. And my brother Randy and I, Randy is 1 year older than I am, actually 14 months. We had to help with my dad in the business that he had. He had an auto body shop and a car business. And so we had to help throughout junior high and high school to put food on the table. So we learned how to work really young and basically had to kind of put off our desires to play sports and do anything like that just because, you know, you had to do what you had to do. And so that kind of drove both Randy and I to push, because we were the only 2 of the 7 kids that had to really do that. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Randy, ended up starting Abra Auto Body, which you're probably familiar with.
Yeah.
And I started, of course, the Matthews Archery, McPherson Archery, and McPherson Guitars and that. So
McPherson told me yesterday that he'd heard from God before, but never quite like he did in 1977.
This particular thing, I mean, I knew it was his voice because I'd heard it before, but it was clearer than ever before. It was the late 70s, and I was just basically trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up, you know. So in 1977, I was 20. So, I mean, I'm getting to that age where, like, I better figure out what I need to do here. But But I heard God's voice just clearly. I was not particularly in a praying mode at the moment. It just that God just spoke to me, and it just got out of the blue, and he just said, I know, I'm going to prosper you in business so you can be self-sufficient in ministry. Because I'd always had a desire to be involved in ministry in some way, but I didn't know exactly what that meant, and I knew it wasn't going to be like a missionary or a pastor. I just knew that I was going to be involved and wasn't sure exactly what that was. And when God spoke that to me, it was like the hair on the back of my neck just stood up. So it was, to me, it was very obvious that it was divine. I mean, when the hair on the back of your neck stands up, it's not you talking to yourself, that's for sure.
So this is quite the deal. I mean, to hear this message, I'm going to prosper you, right? And he's got that. But that's 1977, Keith Tompkins. And so there was a little bit of time before the hearing from God again regarding this new kind of bull.
Yeah, and I don't know the details of that, and I'm excited to hear him tell that whole story. Mm-hmm. But clearly, the proof is in what happened and his stewardship and faithfulness to God's voice and God's vision. And there's a great story about how that he laid that out. And I'm not a bow hunter. I pretended to try to be one a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'd sit in the tree and think I could be watching the badger, the Badger football.
Yeah,
right now.
Right.
But those people who are bow hunters know the intricacies and the craftsmanship and the unique invention that the Matthews bow became. And I'm sure that Matt will tell us that he attributes all of that to God's vision laid out quite specifically.
Right. Well, you know, watching and listening to Matt McPherson's testimony, some through this Minnesota church testimony, and then talking with him, I told him yesterday, there wasn't anything religious about that. I mean, it's just, and the great thing I think about you, to your credit, you don't seem religious at all. You seem like just a regular guy.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. In fact, I think God really doesn't care about religion at all. He's just interested in a relationship. Man, religion is really just a man trying to attempt to reach God when God is really, you know, has made it quite simple and wants people to just have a conversation with him and get to know him on that personal level. And there's been so much that's really kind of gotten skewed over the years, and mankind does that. I mean, that's what we do. We take things that are simple, and then we have a tendency to want to complicate them. That's our nature. And left to our own, we always wreck things. That's our nature, you know. Mm-hmm. We're never satisfied with what things are, so we start adding things to it. We start making it more complicated, making it more interesting, whatever, you know. But I think that's what's happened with the church, much of the church. And bottom line is God, again, I believe, is his only interest is to just have a relationship with us, and that's kind of the key to my life. And I learned that really young, and I just decided I was going to take that route.
McPherson says,
"So real to me, though. You know, it wasn't like I think I heard that. It was just so
okay.
real to me that I knew it was just a matter of time. I just didn't know when."
So Keith, Matt McPherson says there was a bit of a gap between hearing that God would prosper him and getting the brand new vision for a new type of bow. And I asked Matt McPherson about living from one encounter to the other.
I got married in 1980 and still trying to find where that fit was. My wife Sherry and I were singing with an evangelist, traveling with an evangelist, but I was also working at my dad's auto body shop and just trying to figure out where this was all going to fit in. And in about 1982, again, I was just walking in the house and where we were staying, and I heard God's voice again. I mean, it was just, again, like the hair on the back of my neck just stood up. It was just so real. It was so, to me, it was audible or as good as audible. I mean, it was just one of those things that I could just sense his presence, and it was like a holy moment, you know. And he said, "I know every answer to every problem in the world. If men, in other words, mankind would ask me, I'd just give them those answers." And I was just like, oh, my goodness, of course. I mean, the Bible even says that. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And so I got on my knees and in tears because it was just one of those holy moments again. I said, "God, I know you know how to make better bow and arrows." And I sensed that I'm supposed to do that. I'd been building bows for myself for a number of years, and I just felt that was the direction that I should go, and I just felt clear about that. And I said, "God, you know how to make better bows, so give me that wisdom, Lord. I'm asking for you to give that to me and help me to be able to design the best bows in the world, and so that I can honor you with my life And I literally woke up a couple weeks later with in a vision, and had a vision literally in front of my face. And it was like a sheet of paper dangling in front of my face. In fact, it looked like a notebook paper ripped out of a spiral notebook, which I thought was hilarious when I think about it, because why God would, you know, use a spiral notebook, tore out of a spiral notebook paper to hang in front of my face, you know, in this vision. And I was awake. I mean, I wasn't dreaming. I was awake. In the middle of the night, I woke my wife woke up because I'm sitting up. She says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Honey, I'm literally having a vision. I can see this drawing of a new bull concept, and it makes sense. I've never thought of this." And so I got up and drew it down, and that was the beginning of starting my first bull company, McPherson.
Now, Keith Tompkins, I've done interviews on this show for 21 years. I've heard people from time to time, they talk about visions. But again, as I said to him, even Matt McPherson, just very humble and very non-religious. He's just a regular guy. He loves God, and he loved bow hunting and making his own bow.
Yeah, I'm struck to make an observation, Mark, and I want to be careful about how I do it. But that probably offends some of your listeners to hear that he heard the voice of God and that he saw a vision from God. And I know firsthand that when God speaks directly to you and you follow his leading and obedience, sometimes it puts you on the outs with some of the religious hierarchy. And so some people are being offended by that. Not me. I'm not offended by that, because the proof is in the stewardship and faithfulness. And the Bible talks about those that have ears to hear and eyes to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he's talking about nothing more than that, about spiritual sensitivity. His receptors were on, and God was able to clearly speak to him. And that's my goal, isn't it yours? I want to hear directly and firmly and clearly God's prompting, and it doesn't always come in audible voices or visions. It comes through his word.
We read about people like Samuel who heard from God. We know about God speaking to people in dreams biblically, and in other ways people talk about that. Here is a guy who, indications are, says, "I've always had this sensitivity to hearing God's voice. There are leadings, promptings, what have you." And so my whole thing, as far as I understand it, God's against sin. But other than that, there you go. You know, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, against such there is no law. There's nothing I heard Matt McPherson say that is in disagreement with Scripture.
It's like God told me to do this. If you don't believe me, so sue me. You know,
right. and then, you know, to hear what happens. So coming up, there's two things. I'd love to hear from somebody. Keith and I are not bow hunters, okay? But if you're a bow hunter and use one of the Matthew bows, love to hear from you. How do these compound archery bows work for you? We heard from your friend up there at Artisans. It worked for him pretty well, getting his elk. But
the elk probably wasn't real happy about it.
No. 723-2555. If you used one of the Matthew bows, tell us about it. 1-800-657-4769. You can text Halvo to 77000. Coming up, we'll also hear from Matt McPherson. He'll walk us through the process of seeing his vision become a reality. How did he get the funding for this?
Hello, this is Dr. Gary Crossland, and I would like to tell you about the world's most unique Israel tour, the Merged Gospels Jesus Tour to Israel. It's the only tour in the world that is 100% dedicated to following the footsteps of Jesus. We will literally put you in the footprints of Christ. So if you're a follower of Jesus, this is your chance to go to places in Israel that most tourists will never see. I have been to all 94 sites that are referred to in the Gospels, and I will personally take you to as many of them as we have time to see. This is also a great trip for younger travelers. The date for this tour is March 7th through the 16th, 2014. Just go to MergedGospels.com, and you can watch a video about this very tour. That's MergedGospels.com. Or you can call 405-227-8243. 405-227-8243.
If you're shopping for the best deal on a used vehicle, make sure you know about certified pre-owned vehicles from Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle is backed by not one, but two factory warranties out to 5 years or 100,000 miles. Plus, certified pre-owned vehicles now come with Owner Care, which provides free standard maintenance for 2 years or 30,000 miles. Get all this value and a great price on a certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, or GMC at Marquardt Motors on Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
All right, it's Mark Halverson, Keith Tompkins, front page, WWIBandWib.com. Excited that 2 weeks from today, Leading with Power kicks off Season 2, September 5th. That is at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley, just north of our studios here on Highway 53. And again, you can register at leadingwithpower.org, leadingwithpower.org. I'm hoping for at least 200 guys at that very first one. They're ready for even as many as 250 after 185 that turned out in the snowstorm on May 2nd. But then this year, new, Keith, is Renovate every Thursday night, starting Thursday night, September 5th, a dinner from 6 to 6:30, and then a program after that.
Yeah, let me share the scripture for Renovate. It's in 2 Corinthians 4:16. It says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And a couple things that, therefore, we do not lose heart. It occurs to me that one of the greatest challenges of living a Christian life is that whole weapon that Satan uses on us of discouragement. We do not lose heart. You know, there's a lot of wounded hearts out there, including ours, and God has had to knit them back together and renovate them. And there's I have a plan to teach and preach about do not lose heart and the issue of discouragement.
On September 5th, you're going to?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And that, you know, discouragement comes from loneliness. If you feel like you're the only one out there in the fight, only one fighting the good fight, or only one facing whatever it is you're facing, that isolation and loneliness is not by accident. That's another Satan ploy to discourage us. And so part of what Renovate can do is bring us together as the body of Christ to encourage each other. Another form of discouragement is if you've been chained up in a habit that you have not been able to free yourself from, we're going to ask God to free you from that, and he's the one that breaks the chains. And so it'll be about overcoming addictions of every kind and overcoming past failures and past sin and truly unleashing the Spirit of God in each of us. And then a concept I've been wrestling with is the whole principle of dissipation, the word dissipation. And it's something I'm wrestling with personally. Dissipation to me is something that isn't preached about very often, not talked about very much. But it's what if we have all the right objectives, we have all the right promptings and urgings, we have all the right position and training, but we just don't have the energy to do what it is that God wants to do in our lives. And our energy is dissipated through a lot of different ways, through overeating. Dissipates energy. Sugar addictions dissipates energy. Alcohol abuse dissipates energy. Sexual addictions and pornography dissipate the energy that is supposed to be applied to a married couple loving each other passionately and spectacularly. Every breach of the dam and every flirtation and every lustful look and every dabbling in pornography dissipates the power and energy that God has implanted in us and wants us to use for his glory and to accomplish his will. So just poor health can be dissipating. We can have all the visions and inspirations and guidance that God wants to offer us, but if we don't have the energy to get out of bed in the morning and put in a full day and have energy and excitement and enthusiasm and joy. You know, one of the things about leading with power and about leadership is a leader supplies joy and hope to the people that they're leading. And there's an enthusiasm, which literally means God within, that God wants us to have. So dissipation is kind of a topic we're going to talk about. And then distortion. Distortion is allowing past failures to play way too big of a role in our present and our future. And Renovate's going to be about a loving and glorious God and about your story. Whoever shows up for Renovate, it's going to be about your story. But it's not going to be about your past story. Your past story is what's going to bring you there. But what we're going to try to build is what is the story God wants to tell in your life and with your life. And one of the greatest gifts that David Twight gave me is a confident assurance that your best days of ministry are ahead of you. And at the time he said that, that was not my vision, and that was not what I was living and experiencing.
And lo and behold, look
but
at
it is now.
That is amazing.
But
that
is now.
That is something. So you got to know David Twight even before you launched the Leading with Power?
Yeah, and thank Mark Orgle for that. He put us together, and I sought him out, and all of a sudden I found out my niece is supported as a Campus Crusade missionary by David Twight. Had been prayed for and with in the coffee shop she worked in La Crosse with David Twight, had been to David Twight's Summit program, which is every Thursday night all summer long. He feeds and teaches the Word of God to 100 to 150 20-something-year-olds at his house in West Salem.
Hmm.
And the first meeting they had this summer, they had 10 or 12 new conversions to Christ, about a dozen kids that turned their life over to Christ at the first meeting of Summit this past May, I believe it was.
Wow. And again, we did an interview with him back in April, I think, before he showed up here in May, the last Leading with Power at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. All right, well, we're continuing our interview from yesterday, bringing you part of what Matt McPherson had to say. Matt McPherson from Matthews Bows and also McPherson Guitars, based in Sparta. Quite a story of faith and entrepreneurial spirit. And so I asked Matt McPherson to take us through the process of seeing his vision become a reality. His vision of in 1982 that he says he got from the Lord, in terms of he never had this idea before. Middle of the night, he's like, "Sherry, honey, I've got an idea for a bow that I've never had this idea before. I'm going to write it down, check it in the morning." He's like, "Yeah." So how did he see this come to fruition? Who did you bring that to, and what was the process in seeing that it went from the vision stage to reality, and what was that like for you?
Well, you know, a little bit of my problem is been that, you know, that I kind of have this baby face, you know. So when I'm 28, I look like I'm 18, right? You know, and so I remember trying to borrow money from people, and they look at me, and I look like this, literally like a teenager when I was 28, you know, and trying to borrow money, and just everybody would turn me down because they just thought I was just this little kid dreamer, you know. I'm 5'9", but I mean, it's, when I say little kid, I just had that really, really young look. And and I remembered I was running a body shop at the time, but it was just really, really tough business. It was the early 80s when the economy was really, really tough, and the interest rates were super high. Nobody was buying new cars, you know, basically, and used cars were therefore not coming in because nobody was buying the new ones. So, I mean, and I was doing a lot of dealer work, and the dealer work just wasn't there. So things were drying up. I was really frustrated, and I had just met with an investor again to try to convince him to believe in me, you know, and he said, "No, I don't think so." And I walked out, but before I walked out, I said very politely but very firmly, I said, "Well, sir, with or without an investor, I will make this work. Have a nice day." And I was frustrated, but I wasn't rude, but I was very firm. I just very confident. With or without an investor, I'm going to make this work. Have a nice day. And I headed out, and a couple weeks later, this is the middle of winter, and it was like 15 below zero this morning. You know how when it's really, really cold, that the air is just pristine and the sky's blue, not a cloud in the sky, and it's just incredibly cold, but it's gorgeous, you know. Well, I had gone to my body shop and actually started telling the guys, "Well, guys, you know, I need to head out and try to see if I can scrounge up some work at some dealers." And so I headed down the road, and while they waited at the body shop, and got about a half mile away, and the drive shaft on my car fell off. And when things get really bad, I have this funny reaction. I have a tendency to start laughing. For some reason, I guess that's my way of dealing with the pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I just started laughing because I thought, this is ridiculous. So I'm walking back to the shop because the drive shaft's off in the car, laying on the ground. And I'm thinking about all the things that are going on in my life. My oldest boy was 3, and he was having seizures. Because it was so tough finding work, I was late on rent, late on a number of different things, late even paying the guys, you know, and just because the money just wasn't coming in. And it was about time that I was going to have to lay these guys off, and it was extremely frustrating. And, of course, then my drive shaft falls off in the process of trying to go find work. So I'm walking back, and I walk up to the shop, you know, finally get there, and, I mean, it is cold out, and I didn't even have a great jacket. It was kind of a thin jacket, typical of me, you know. And I was always kind of really warm-blooded, so I normally didn't wear too warm of a jacket. but I wasn't planning a half-mile walk at 15 below.
Yeah, right, either. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I come up to the shop, and I open the door, and the guys just look at me in shock because they didn't hear anybody pull up, and they're like, "Well, what are you doing here?" And I looked at the guys, and I said, "Guys, here's what's going on." I said, "My son's got seizures, I'm late at rent at home. I'm late at rent here. I owe supply companies supplies for paint and stuff like that that I got to pay. I owe you. I'm late on paying you guys. Nobody wants my bow idea. Something good is just about to happen to me. Mark my words. Something good is just about to happen. You just wait.
Oh, wow. So you get the story here? I mean,
yeah.
Words
of faith.
He'd hit the bottom. I mean, he'd got this idea. 1977, God tells him, I'm going to prosper you. And then he's like, and Lord, I know where I want to give the money if you do. So 1982, he believes that from the Lord, he gets an idea for a bow he'd never had before. But you got to get the funding, right? And he gets rejected, you know, most recent time. And the guy tells him, you know, or he tells the guy, you know, whether I get the funding or not, this is going to happen.
God's got a lot of money.
Yeah. So what happened? Let's find out.
And they looked at me like, what, you poor sap, you. You know, you just don't know when to give up, do you? And no kidding, like 15 minutes later, the phone rang. I picked it up. And that last guy that I said I'm going to make it work with or without an investor, have a nice day, it was him. And he says, I've decided to go with you. And that's how we started McPherson Archery, the first bow company. So that was quite a learning curve, you know.
I wish I was that guy. And I would have had the vision.
Would have made that investment. Yeah, right.
I don't know if you're going to get involved in talking about the guitar side of his business.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention that my wife, Terry, is a fantastic guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I should clarify that. She's fantastic, and she has begun to learn how to play the guitar. And she longs to play a McPherson guitar. Mm. Apparently, it's the premier guitar of the most country music stars and a lot of Christian entertainers and singers. And so I don't know if he's going to talk about the craftsmanship of his guitar.
But he is, and he's going to talk about it. He goes, what is that other show? Oh, yeah, American Idol. So, I mean, lots of shows like that, apparently the McPherson guitar is getting increasingly recognized. And we can go to that right now, Matt McPherson.
And I just sensed it. I sensed that we were on a precipice of something good. I mean, there wasn't much more that could go wrong, you know. And I just also sensed it in my spirit. You know, I've always been just real sensitive to the Holy Spirit and spiritual things. And when I told them that, they honestly looked at me like, Matt, you are absolutely crazy.
That is great. You know? But so where has it gone? Talk about from then to now. I mean, for those...
What ended up happening is I ended up getting actually... one silent partner and two other partners involved to get enough money to start McPherson Archery. We were growing at a pretty good clip, and we needed more funding. And I didn't know a whole lot about business at that point, in the sense of, you know, how to structure yourself or buy out or sell, you know. And I realized that they wanted to get more ownership of the company by putting more money in. And I just said, no, why don't I just sell? And so I sold out at that point, stayed on as an independent engineer for 3.5 years. And in the meantime, developed, because I was independent, developed the single cam bows. And at that point, right around the time I started developing that, the company got sold to another wealthy guy down in Alabama. And they really weren't interested in paying me a salary. They just wanted to have the ideas. And I said, well, that's not going to work. And so we actually severed our contracts, and they went out their way, and I went on my way, and I started Matthews Archery. And at this time, I was determined to get clean of investors as quick as possible. I had to borrow money from a couple different guys, but I was able to pay them back like within a year, and so that Sherry and I would totally own the company. At that point, then we can give money to missions whenever we felt like we needed to do that, and we wouldn't have any partners that would give us a hard time for doing that. And so we started Matthews, and Matthews just grew unbelievably fast and ended up being an Inc. 500 company in 1998, number 78 of the fastest-growing 500 privately held companies in America. I mean, it was just like, it was crazy. And it was an average growth rate of like, I think it was like 372% or something. I mean, just, if you can imagine that for 5 years straight, having an average of 370% growth or whatever it was 300-something percent growth for 5 years straight.
That is crazy.
And we made it even the second year in 1999 at number 248, and we almost made it 3 years in a row. I mean, which is, it's impossible to keep up on there, because you just can't keep growing at 300-something percent.
Mm-hmm.
You do that very long, you own the world, you know. So, anyway, God just really tremendously blessed it, and it allowed me to get into also guitar building again. And I started building originally in 1980, and I was able to get back into it and completely redesign the guitars from the ground up. Probably made about 200 prototypes, hired that out, and then started building in-house, and the rest is, history at this point. You know, obviously we're a full-fledged acoustic guitar manufacturer now, and we've got a lot of wonderful things happening there, and a lot of notoriety on television. It's been on the Country Music Awards this year. It's been on the, the Grammy Awards. Been on Dancing with the Stars. Been on The Voice. It was on, what's it called? American Idol.
Yeah, what's that show? American Idol. Yeah, I like this. This is actually when he spoke with River Valley Church in Minnesota. Matt McPherson, he'll be the lead speaker at the very first Leading with Power 2 weeks from today. You want to get registered. Can wives go ahead and register their husbands online at leadingwithpower.org, and when he gets home, tell him I registered you for this lunch?
That's probably a preferred way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're a guy like me, you'd mess it up if you left up to me.
It reminds me of when the four busloads of guys 20 years ago went to Boulder for the Promise Keepers in 93.
Half of them didn't know how they got on
and
that
most
bus.
Most of the guys were registered by their wives. But anyhow, this was Matt McPherson talking to River Valley Church about how he got that guitar prayer vision. Because remember now, I mean, here's from God in 77, I'm going to prosper you. 82, he gets, as he credits it, the Lord gave him this idea for a bow. So understandably, he came back to the Lord as the bow success was, and he came back, what did he say?
What do you know
I think the reality of it is you mean talk about it as far as...
All right, that's not the cut I wanted to play. All right, here is Matt McPherson. Here it is.
The guitar thing was another element of, hey, God, I know that you know how to make better guitars. I literally prayed that prayer, and I'm asking for that wisdom. And right away, he started giving me these ideas. You can see that the neck does not touch the top. It's cantilevered. They call it cantilevered. That just means it's connected only on one end. That allows more of the top to vibrate. And having a hole up here leaves a much larger soundboard. So when I hit hit strings, it just rings and rings and rings and rings like a grand piano would, because it's longer and energy stores and releases more efficiently. And so when we first started building them, I pretty much rejected everyone they built, because I wanted them to realize we needed a standard that was really the highest standard in the world. And the reality is, if we only put out this crazy standard, at some point people are going to realize, oh my goodness, these guys are crazy, but I love it, and that's the kind of guitar I want to buy.
So Matt McPherson, WWIB, get yourself registered to hear him. It'll be a brief Q&A, myself and Matt, 2 weeks from today at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. That program's starting about 12:15, but the actual lunch gets going about 11:45 on September 5th, opening day of the NFL season, so that's one way to remember it. And then then Matt really wants to hear questions from the audience. That's what he loves, and so come with your questions for him. I was just talking to a businessman this past weekend at church, and he said he's going to be there. And he wants to hear. Then they want to hear more in detail. And you can ask, where you're at, your specific business or faith questions, right?
Yeah, it's a wide open forum. It's a new format for us at Leading with Power, but it's not one that we're opposed to in any way. We're open to that. There's been requests to have panel discussions, which we're looking into. And maybe that's a chance to just mention also that kudos and appreciation to Don from the Post House Video Productions, who has volunteered as a bread man to professionally videotape each of our sessions. So our sessions are available on our website. We're still catching up from last year, getting some of those posted, but thanks to Don out there. And if you have any video production needs, consider Don at Post House Videos for that.
All right. Excellent. All right. When we come back, in terms of entrepreneurs, and what about trying to follow in the footsteps and the success of Matt McPherson? So we ask him that question coming up.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Investigate. immediately I knew I was in danger.
I thought I was dead because everything just blacked out.
He wanted me to suffer. Gotta get up and try,
try, try. You can be a victim or you can become a survivor.
My girls kept me alive. Sometimes in your darkest hour, you find your strength.
Join us for true stories of courage and survival. Surviving Evil, all new series. Wednesday at 10, 9 Central, only on Investigation Discovery.
Customize your fishing lures by adding a little red to them. A tidbit from Jimmy Houston, America's million-dollar fisherman and host angler of his own TV show. Read short snatches like this for fishermen and women, or for those who are thinking about casting their nets. Jimmy gives 365 fishing tips, tales, and trails that lead to the creator of the great outdoors. During August, Catch and Match, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the special little book, Catch of the Day, by Jimmy Houston. Ladies, get this catch for the fishermen in your family. Call, write, or go online.
All right, last segment on a Thursday front page, WWIBNWIB.com. Keith Tompkins from Leading with Power, and brand new 2 weeks from today, Renovate. So Leading with Power remains, Keith, the first Thursday of the month, the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. You register at leadingwithpower.org. Do you need to register for Renovate, or do you just show up?
No, you can just show up for that. It's going to be every Thursday night, as we said, at 6 o'clock. If you don't want to eat there, you could come at 6:30, and that's when the program will start. And we have a framework. We have an idea. One of the scripture that I mentioned before, we do not lose heart, though the outer man is wasting away. The inner man is being made new day by day, and that's a key phrase. We are going to have resources available to help people do a day-by-day transformation. You know, this isn't going to be something that where you can come once or come, you know, once a week and see dramatic transformation, although we're trusting God to show up in power each Thursday night. But we're going to give out resources for you, too. One of them is our patented, it's not patented, I was just kidding about that, our bookmark that shows the simple gospel invitation of the bridge illustration.
It's good.
But on the back side, it has scriptures that talk about who we are in Christ. I'm accepted, I'm secure, and I'm significant, with a grouping of scriptures that we recommend you read a couple times a day, have it at you on your nightstand, read it before you go to bed at night. That'll be free. We're also going to use the Navigators Growing in Christ study, which is listed as a 13-week course for new and growing Christians. We've literally used this hundreds of times in effective discipleship. We'll also have another book available called A Mind Renewed by God. It's one of the best books I've ever read about how God changes and transforms the heart, that it's Christ-centered and it's Spirit-centered and it's Word-centered and it's a process, and be patient with yourself. It's a great read. And then probably the books that have changed my life the most in the last, say 6 months, Tommy Newberry is Bo Jackson's life coach. I've never met him, but I feel like I know him. He has two books that we're going to have available. One's called The 4-8 Principle, which is basically how to align our thinking to be obedient to Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true and right and noble and excellent, worthy of praise. Let your mind dwell on those things. Well, okay, how do I do that? And this book is outstanding. I've read this book twice. This is going to be the curriculum starting in October for Renovate. And then he has a companion book that's a daily devotional. It's called 40 Days to a Joy-Filled Life. I've been through this literally four times. So I've had 160 days
of joy.
Of joy.
All right, excellent. That's good stuff. Leading with Power is, again, 2 weeks from today. The kickoff, September 5th, 11:45 to 1 o'clock. The Eagles Club must love you guys. I mean, you're just filling them up.
We love them as well, yeah. And what a cool thing, and they take such great care of us, and we can't just say enough about how gracious they are to us.
And also, I love the name Renovate because the late Dallas Willard just went to be with the Lord earlier this year. His book, Renovation of the Heart, and so much on spiritual formation, so good. The Divine Conspiracy, probably best known.
A song that I would just recommend to your listeners, I think it's called That's What Mercy Is by New Song, is kind of a theme of what we're about. And we're also going to play the first night Eric Ludi's video, The Gospel, which is powerful. If you want to get a preview of that on YouTube, that's fantastic.
Well, I had promoted this before the break, so let's get there. Matt McPherson, he'll be the lead speaker for Leading with Power, answering questions 2 weeks from today, September 5th at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. What does Matt McPherson say to other aspiring business people who want to follow in his steps?
I think the reality of it is you mean talk about it as far as connecting with God.
Yeah,
God,
that the connection of the faith and the business and the Lord.
Well, here's the deal. The Bible talks about if you're faithful in little things, that He'll give you more things. You know, to be faithful in, and to whom much is given, much is required. And so these are things that you have to be tested. And God will use you as much as He can trust you. That's what I've been telling young people recently, and they, you know, and explaining to them what that means. You know, God's not going to use you if you're not trustworthy. So there's areas in your life you've got to find out where you might be compromising in your walk, and just write those down and just pray that God would give you the strength to overcome these if you need mentoring or whatever it takes. But really look at the things that are actually, you know, look at your whole life and what you do, and look for the things that only have the potential to harm, only have the potential to hinder, and take those out of your life, and decide you're going to live a life of integrity. I think that's one of the most important things. You know, people want to, there's a lot of really, really top people out there that want to work for somebody who's integritable and who's doing something that's making a difference in the world. Unfortunately, it's not as many as it should be, but there certainly can be a lot more. And I think, I've heard a lot of Christian men say, I want God to bless my business and so I can bless back. And then I've seen them get blessed and then they just kind of forget about it. So I think who doesn't forget about those promises is God. And so it's a very important thing, and it's a very serious thing if you say, God, my goal in life is to bless the world economically. And, of course, my first responsibility is I need to take care of my wife and kids. But beyond that, Lord, I really have a desire to affect this world for Christ and to not only meet their spiritual needs, but wherever we can meet their physical needs, you know, whether it be drilling wells or building shelters or food, clothing, whatever they need to show Christ's love, you know. And what we have seen is that the more that we have done, the more God gives us to do more. And so it's definitely...
That's Psalm 67, right? Psalm 67, right? God blesses us so we can bless. So, all right, Matt McPherson, this hour with Keith Tompkins. I'm Mark Halverson. Again, just remember, Leading with Power, 2 weeks from today, you get the lunch, and also Matt McPherson, the Q&A, that should be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. In this season of Leading with Power, we've got some unique things that are going to be fantastic. We've got Cody Bobay coming up in January.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Oklahoma, and he has a great ministry that ties physical health with spiritual health in a very unique and powerful way. And we're going to make a health forum out of that luncheon. We're going to invite all of the area, the YMCAs and anybody involved in health care and health provision. It's on January 2nd, so when everybody's making their New Year's resolutions.